Rebels appeal for Gaddafi capture, Apple boss to be replaced by Tim Cook, and GCSE students await results. It's Thursday, August the 25th. I'm Andy Malarkey. Libyan rebels have announced an amnesty for anyone with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's inner circle who captures or kills him, along with a £1 million reward. Colonel Gaddafi's whereabouts are unknown, though rebels have said they still think he is in or around Tripoli. Rebel fighters have fought running battles in the capital where pockets of pro-Gaddafi resistance remain. The fugitive leader has vowed in an audio message to fight until victory or martyrdom. Colonel Gaddafi's forces are still firmly in control of his birthplace, the strategic coastal city of Sirte, as well as several key bases in southern Libya. The Italian Foreign Ministry says suspected Gaddafi loyalists have abducted four Italian newspaper journalists in Libya and killed their driver. One of the four told the Italian consul in Bengasi by phone that they were being held in an apartment in Tripoli. Another was allowed to call his newspaper in Italy and say they were all well. The head of the National Transitional Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, announced the amnesty offer from the eastern city of Bengasi. Gaddafi's forces and his accomplices will not stop resisting until Gaddafi is caught or killed, he said. And Apple founder Steve Jobs has resigned as chief executive of the technology giant and will be replaced by its chief operating officer, Tim Cook. Mr. Jobs, who underwent a liver transplant following pancreatic cancer, said he could no longer meet his chief executive's duties and expectations. The Silicon Valley legend will become chairman of the firm. The 56-year-old has been on medical leave for an undisclosed condition since 17th January. In a short letter to the board of Apple, Mr. Jobs wrote, "I have always said if there's ever came a day when I would no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's chief executive, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come. I hereby resign as chief executive of Apple." Apple board member Art Levinson paid tribute to Mr. Jobs' contribution to the company, saying that Steve's extraordinary vision and leadership saved Apple and guided it to its position as the world's most innovative and valuable technology company. Analysts said the move was not unexpected and would have little impact on the day-to-day running of the company. Nor will customers see any real difference, analysts said as well. However, Apple shares slid more than 5% in after-hours trading, suggesting that some investors were less confident of the company's prospects without Mr. Jobs at the helm. At the same time, shares in two of Apple's main Asian rivals gained. Taiwan-based phone maker HTC rose 4.1%, while South Korea's Samsung Electronics gained 3.2%. And about 750,000 pupils in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are due to find out their GCSE results, with another year of record scores likely. The proportion of entries awarded the top grades has risen every year since the exams were first taken in 1988. For the first time, most courses this year were taken in bite-sized chunks, but coursework has been cut down. The results come amid concerns that added pressure to do specific, more academic subjects will demotivate students. Schools have been able to give results to students from 6 o'clock in the morning, with one exam board EDXL allowing pupils who have signed up beforehand to log into a website and access them from home. Last year saw 22.6% of exams awarded an A star or an A grade, up from 21.6% in the previous year, while 7.5% gained an A star. Education expert Professor Alan Smithers of Buckingham University has predicted that the figures may top 23% and 8% respectively this year. I'll be back again tomorrow with the day's top stories, but for the meantime, I'm Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.